Thank you very much. Looks to be like everybody in this part of Oregon's here. I see. Three high school bands, I believe. One of them just performed for me and did it well, just like it ought to be done. As I came into the Grange, it's easy to see why my good friend Justice Douglas spends so much of his time in the Walla Walla Mountains. I guess that's the right way to say it. You tell me how. Huh? Walla Walla, all right. Walla Walla Mountains. I'm glad to hear that it'll take a lot more than a set of broken ribs to keep him from returning to this part of the country. Here in this area and throughout the whole Northwest, one of your greatest assets is timber. More people in this state make their living from lumbering than from any other industry. That's important to everybody in Oregon. When the lumber industry is in good shape, that means more jobs, bigger payrolls, and better markets for farmers and businessmen. Here in Oregon, you saw what a slump in the lumber industry could mean. Last fall and winter, a lot of people lost their jobs temporarily, and a lot of logging companies were in trouble for a while. Things are back on the upgrade now, and we've got to keep the lumber industry and our whole economy moving upward. One of the big reasons the lumber industry is running full blast again is that housing construction all over the country is at a high level. A good share of the credit for that belongs to the housing programs of the federal government. For the last 17 years, we've been developing housing legislation that is helping people right now build and buy houses. That's important to the people who want homes, and it's important to the lumber industry here in the Northwest. Last year, 11.5 million board feet of lumber were produced and sold in Washington and Oregon. That's a market worth keeping. And I'm glad to know that more and more processing plants are being built here to turn raw lumber into plywood and other finished products. But there are other things that need to be done. The lumber industry is to stay healthy. There was a time in the not-too-distant past when it was common practice to skim off the cream of the forest in a rush to gain quick profit. Here in the center of the Ponte Rosa Pine region, you've learned that the management and harvesting of timber must be on a sustained yield basis. That's the way to assure a permanent lumber industry. Another thing we must do is to make sure that our public forest resources are made available to everybody on a fair and equal basis. We must not allow any monopolistic exploitation of these resources. Over in the western part of the state, the Secretary of the Interior has just issued a new access road and sales regulation for some of the public forest lands. These regulations will provide the small timber operator with access to government timber on equal terms with the large operator. Small and large operators are now cooperating with the federal government in making these regulations work. I think it's a fair way to treat the use of all our natural resources for the benefit of everybody. The third step we need to take is to protect the forests better against fire, and to reforest cut-over and burned-over areas. I'm glad to hear that the state of Oregon is making progress in replanting timber in some of our big burned-over areas. This is a tremendous task, but I hope it'll be carried out vigorously. All this work will take a considerable investment of money in a careful, long-range program. Some people seem to think that it's wasteful to invest public funds in roads and fire protection and reforestation. That's a very short-sighted view, and I don't go along with them, because these investments will pay off tremendously in better forests in the future. It's the same way with the expenditures we're making in our effort to keep the peace in the world. It's a hard struggle, and the costs of national security are by far the largest part of the budget. But the cost in dollars and cents is nothing compared with the terrible cost of another war. We must remain strong economically, strong in arms and strong in spirit. We must cooperate with other free nations. Those are the surest ways to preserve the peace. It's been a grand thing to see you here today. I appreciate very much your coming out. I've had a most cordial welcome in the great state of Oregon. Looks to me like everybody in this end of the state has at least had a chance to take a look at me, and that's what I want you to do. Well, I'm out here to convert you to the right way of living. And it's a pleasure to me. I know that the people in this state, while some of them call themselves Republican, they usually vote for the Democrats on every issue that counts. And I appreciate that very much.